Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. I want to begin today's episode a little bit differently. If you're in a place where you can take a moment and write something down, I want you to get a piece of paper and a pen, or maybe sit down at your computer or on your phone, but just something that you can take notes on and something that won't be too distracting. Now, if you're driving or are unable to take notes for some other reason, then just try and make a mental list as we go along. Now, I want you to take a moment and think about all the things you want in life. And if you need some suggestions or ideas, think about all the things you want to accomplish. Maybe there's a career or a particular job that you want. Maybe think about things you want to learn and master. Maybe there are material things that you want, such as a house or, like in my case, a nicer piano. And I also want you to think about the people you want around you, such as a partner or kids or friends. And it doesn't have to be an exhaustive or all-encompassing list, but I want you to list at least 5 to 10 things. So go ahead and pause this for a moment, make your list, and then start it again when you're ready. So now that you have the list of things that you want in your life, I want you to count how many of the things on your list are things that you already have. Maybe there's a few. Maybe there's a lot. Maybe there's none. Marcus Aurelius said, "Don't set your mind on things you don't possess as if they were yours, but count the blessings you actually possess and think how much you would desire them if they weren't already yours." When we think about the things that we want in our lives, we also need to think about the things we already have and appreciate those things. I mean, it's really easy for us to get stuck in the mindset of only focusing on the things we don't have in our lives. I mean, far too often we focus on how we are lacking as a person and how we consider ourselves a failure. And we can also get too focused on the material things that we want in our lives and that we don't have. But what if instead we took a little time each day to learn to want what we have? What if we stopped wishing for what we didn't have and appreciated what we did? Now, I know a lot of people who are religious and pray. This is something that is often included in their daily prayers. But for those of us who aren't religious, we can still take a lesson from them and remind ourselves daily to appreciate what we have. Now, another aspect of gratitude stressed by the Stoics is that we should be careful about wanting what others have. So how often have you looked at someone else and wanted what they have? Maybe it's a material possession. Maybe you think they have a better life than you. Maybe they're happier, better looking, more charming. We like to think that if only we had that other person's life, we'd be so much happier. But we honestly don't know that. We don't know what other troubles someone else is struggling with. And maybe in comparison, our troubles are so much easier to deal with. We can only project what we think our life might be like if we had what they had. And also we have to remember that we simply can't have their life. It's not physically possible. And this is where accepting your fate and everything that comes with it is really, really important. It means that you appreciate what you do have and that you work with what you have. You work with your life as it really is and not get stuck in wishing for what you might want it to be. When we get too stuck on wanting things that we don't have and making our happiness conditional on those things, then we give those things power over our happiness. Now, don't get me wrong. I think that seeing what others have and wanting that isn't always a bad thing. Looking at what others have and appreciating it is how we can understand what we want. And we can see if there's something good in what they have, and we can see what else is possible. I mean, whether it's an ideal relationship or a career that we want or a skill that we want to master, we can look at someone else as a role model and appreciate that. And if it's a material possession, we can still appreciate it and we can be happy for the other person. Now, the Stoics have an interesting twist on this idea of gratitude, and that is that we should think about how much we would miss what we already have. It's not just being grateful for it and being happy that we have it, but by taking that moment and thinking of what it would be like if we withheld this from ourselves or we were deprived of this thing, how would that change how you felt about it? What relationships do you have in your life that you would miss? What possessions do you treasure that you would still desire if you didn't have them? And that could be anything. I mean, it could be your favorite pair of jeans. It could be your favorite guitar. It could even be your phone. And yes, I'm not saying that ironically, because I imagine that a lot of you are listening to this podcast on your phone. Now, we can take this one step further and not just imagine what it would be like to not have something, but practice a kind of abstinence with the things that we already appreciate by going without them for a while. I know some people will fast so that they can appreciate food and drink more. Others will go camping to not only enjoy the outdoors, but they also know how much they will appreciate their nice warm bed and a hot shower when they get back home. I know myself, when I am away from people that I care about, I appreciate them even more on seeing them and remember how much I enjoy their company. So much of the unhappiness we feel in our lives is not being present where we are. We're constantly looking towards the future and how we want things to be or how we get the things that we desire. Wanting what we already have is a simple and effective way to be present in our own lives. Meditating on how we would feel if we did not have those things, as well as depriving ourselves from time to time, can also help us appreciate the life we already have. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Be good to yourselves, be good to others, and thanks for listening.